Tiger fed off some of that in St. Louis, as much as he really did seem genuine about it, I think the fact that Koepka was walking around without a damn soul with him while winning that tournament, I think he feeds off that. I think he sees that kind of, you know, just stares into the maw and lives off of it. I think he seems to be that kind of guy. Walks around with a chip like that, and a deserved one. You know what I mean? It's not this manufactured bulletin board stuff. It's not the, you know, A-Rod came down from the mountain and delivered his sermon, and we disagree.
Right.
It's not this, no one believes in us but us, men, when you're talking to the number one ranked in the preseason Alabama Crimson Tide football team and running the table.
It's also not like Patrick Reed where, look, I'm a jerk and nobody likes me, and if I could play with earbuds in, I would.
Who do you play with on tour? Patrick? No one.
No one.
No one puts up with me.
Right.
No, it's very different than that, because I think a lot of guys like Brooks Koepka and have enjoyed playing with him. His playing partner is...
Well, Dustin Johnson's his best buddy, yeah, right? Dustin they always Johnson. Get the house together.
And so I think he's a well-liked guy who also gets to walk around with this deserved chip, you know, that you've been slighted. And it's tough to do anything but if you're covering that event with Tiger in it like that. Because we've seen what he does.
The 847. God, the texts are just... Is Dan suggesting that a plate appearance could cause momentum? Interesting how he picks and chooses when he believes in that.
All right, chill out. There are situations...
It changed
in
the game.
...in games where plate appearances change the way human beings react. My issue has always been with the concept, again, of... game-to-game momentum
right.
in baseball. That's where I will take issue. And some believe that exists. You know, Theo Epstein believes there's some truth to the game-to-game psychology. I think that that's really not true, because it all depends on that next day's starting pitcher, as John Lester proved. It doesn't really matter, because if that guy's good, it's good. If that guy's bad, it's bad. But, of course, in a game, a given pitcher, a given player can be affected by the things that happen in that game.
Yeah.
And sometimes pitchers lose the strike zone. It has nothing to do with momentum. It has to do with sometimes pitchers lose the zone a little bit because somebody got in their head.
We got Joe Maddon and Jim Deshaies scheduled to join the show a little bit later on this morning. And we can ask them, too, because whether it's Rizzo changing the tenor of that inning with a walk or not, people always tell you that as a guy's about to get on a heater, you watch for him taking his walks.
Accepting right? his walks,
you,
yes.
You always hear that from hitters. When you start getting that eye up at the plate, and I don't, you know, maybe that walk's a little bit different, because I think you saw Rizzo, you know, he, like you said, he choked up on that thing. He was looking to be a spoiler up there a little bit more than he was looking to be aggressive for a lot of those pitches, just by nature of what he was getting. That said, you know, he turned it on there. He turned that plate discipline thing on. He knew that needed to be an at-bat where he wore somebody out. Maybe that's him getting on a little bit of a heater, maybe accepting his walks and feeling that eye a little bit, getting more comfortable up there is a portend of things to come. Maybe not. I don't know. Certainly a pretty remarkable series for the Cubs, though, being able to turn that one around, shrug off something on Saturday, and then come back against a Max Scherzer start on Sunday.
He's Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein. Bernstein and McKnight. We are on 9-1 middays on the score. Tom in Lake Zurich, you're on Sports Radio 670. What's happening?
Hey, fellas, just a quick point. You're talking about Tiger Woods and Koepka. Koepka's like watching paint dry, but that's a different discussion for a different time. My point is, in the old days, people heard footsteps. I watch a lot of golf. My perception of Woods is that he would have won that tournament 10 years ago, not just by the fact that he shot 64, but somebody else would have heard the footsteps, choked for 2, 3, 4 strokes, and just threw in the towel, and all of a sudden it's over. And how did he do that? This generation doesn't seem to feel the footsteps.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think you're 100% right that intimidation factor of here he comes, here it comes, doesn't rattle these guys the same way it used to, because they're Tiger created these guys.
Tom, let me ask you a question. You say you watch a lot of golf, right?
Yeah, I do.
Tom, just out of pure curiosity, I'm not coming at you, I just wonder. Do you mean that Brooks Koepka is boring to listen to talk, or do you also think that because of the way he plays, he's just a little bit boring to watch? Just curious.
All the above.
Really?
Like,
that's interesting.
He's robotic.
Yeah.
Dustin Johnson is a little like that to a degree,
little.
Right?
Can't putt,
you know,
yeah.
I guess if you liked anything about Woods in the old days, was he showed emotion, right? These guys are, they're so good. It's insane how good they are. And then, you know, the physical side of it, right? Their workout routines are just mind-boggling, right? They're not, they're not like old-school golfers who smoke a pack. John Daly, right? He smoked a pack of Marlboros in one round and was 50 pounds overweight. Just a different breed.
No, the field, the average golfer, if you look at, look, we loved the 70s, and we loved when it was Nicklaus and Weisskopf and Trevino and some of these guys, and every week, you know, the same guys, because you didn't have the same quality of the field. You didn't have, you know, every year the SEC is giving you, you know, three more guys that could win any tournament. It just, the right now, every time you step out there, you know, some guys are hot, some guys are playing really well, but the internationalization of the game, the idea that every time they line up, it's completely reasonable that one of 100 guys could win a tournament. And you say, oh, of course, that guy, sure.
Yeah. That's interesting the way Tom looks. Appreciate the phone call, Tom. I think it's an interesting way of pointing that out. I get that Brooks Koepka is a boring interview, sure. I find each one of his tee shots to be must-watch on Saturdays and Sundays, and I don't... Maybe they are for you too, but you just kind of, for Tom or for you, Dan, or for anybody watching the game, I don't know. But there's a certain expected measure of what's going to happen here. Oh, look, it's Brooks. He's going to hit it 330 down the center cut. Like, okay, great. I find that fun. I'm not saying you have to, but you pair that against Tiger not hitting a damn fairway on the front nine and just it wasn't a scramble. It was more than scrambling to make shots. It was more than that because he was scoring after putting those things anywhere, after spraying it God knows where off the tee. That because of the way he set himself for the second half on Sunday, it was could not tear your eyes away golf.
We're broadcasting live from Joe Madden's third annual Try Not to Suck golf outing here at Bryn Mawr Country Club in Lincolnwood. And joining us next, right after an update, Gary Matthews and Pete LeCocq.
Yeah.
That's coming up on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. It's the weekend. Do yourself a favor and take a look at the credit card debt that you pay each month. Now imagine that you could pay it all off at once. How much would you save? $500 a month? $1,000? $2,000 a month? With home values going up, you are gaining equity at a record pace. This weekend, get on the path to financial freedom and apply for a cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1973, when Roberto Clemente becomes the first Latin-born player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The mandatory five-year waiting period was waived to honor the late Pirates outfielder, who died tragically in a plane crash that was carrying relief supplies to victims of the earthquake in Nicaragua. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
Hey, hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like Flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises. So the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K. Polar Pop!
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/backtoschool and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to